Dozens of heads of state and government are arriving in Hungary to mark the 50th anniversary of the uprising against the Soviet communist rule. Major events are planned for tomorrow, October 23rd, including the unveiling of a huge monument in Budapest's Heroes Square to those who died in the events of 1956. Bloody battles were fought in the streets of Budapest as Soviet troops quelled the uprising. But this year's commemorations come in the wake of anti-government demonstrations. Prime Minister Ferenc Kusani's admission that he had lied about the economy has sparked protests. We spoke to Hungarian priest working at the Vatican Secretary of State, Father Adam Somorai, who told us how far Hungary has come since the breakdown of communism.
The first 33 years were continued in the communism, in another sense of communism, but it was communism. In the year of the Annus Mirabilis of 1989, Hungary has changed the system with Antal, the new government, the free elections, and in the 16, 17 years, we have so-called freedom in Hungary. This freedom is very controlled freedom, but by other factors as earlier. So we can say the great discussion in Hungary is who has the heritage of 56, the right or the left? And this revolution gained no victory. But in Hungary, the history is not over and is not closed, and harmony is not returned. When we see what is happening now in Budapest, there is a great effort to have a new harmony. The church is in the very beginning of this because in the beginning of this year, the bishop conference in Hungary has invited all the church and all the people of goodwill to have a year of prayer. And in this special year, all the Christians, all the Catholics pray for the nation.
Father Adam Somorai there.